Can you tell me a little bit about your experience with cancer?
Okay, so I'm Coen Verbruggen, and then I got diagnosed with prostate cancer at the end of 2021. Just a routine blood test, a really good GP in Greystones, Darren McAleer. And he just said to, you know, get an annual blood test once it was 50. And like that, high PSA value, I wouldn't have really known otherwise. He referred me to, that was probably September 21, he referred me to a consultant October 21, had a biopsy in November 21, and December the 5th, I was told I had advanced prostate cancer. So then in 2022, I had surgery in February the 25th, and that took care of most of it. And then I had radiation from September to December in 2022, and that kind of knocked the rest of it on the head. So yeah, that was 2022, which was a bit of a blur.
And it's horrible.
Yeah, and probably worse because like both my brother-in-law and my daughter's mother-in-law both passed away from cancer in 2022. And unfortunately, my brother-in-law, who we well known, Danny Hatton, who was captain of Greystones Golf Club, he had prostate, essentially the same as me, just not diagnosed early enough. So that was that's something that's been sort of a focus for me getting better, that I'm lucky to have had that option. That's really it. And unfortunately, my daughter's mother-in-law also passed away from cancer last year as well. Then I suppose with Greystones Cancer Society, a good few people had said to me, you know, you should talk to someone about this. Friends of my son had arranged counselling through Greystones Cancer Support. So I got in touch with them here, and actually just an email, and straight away Anne Bateman here came back to me, then Eileen Morris, and they set me up to have 6 free counselling sessions with Anthony Keating in Bray, who's been absolutely brilliant. You know, I'm no Tony Soprano, and it was no Tony Soprano type sessions or in treatment or anything like that. But I always came out of the sessions feeling better than when I went in. I found it very useful. And I mean, the group here couldn't have been more helpful, couldn't have been more useful. And like anything I could do to help them, I'd be really delighted with it.
As far as men are concerned, I know the men's group here always say they're all hesitant to come along because they're sort of like, oh, is there any need to be talking about this? We all know what's happening here. Do you think it's sort of harder to talk about it as a group of men?
Well, I don't know. I'm the kind of guy who finds it easy enough to talk. I mean, but obviously it's a very personal thing. And, you know, cancer in general, prostate cancer in particular, I suppose. But I think the key thing, what any of my mates or any people I meet want to know, they all want to know the same thing. How did you know? How did you get diagnosed? And that's the critical thing, because everyone's thinking the same thing. God, do I have it? So, I mean, that's the message, is get tested on a blood test. Just get a regular blood test and then follow up on it, you know, and that's it. So no, I think it's easier and easier to talk about things. So no, not necessarily, you know.
Okay. Apart from the counselling, is there anything else you've done with Greystones Cancer Support?
No, but interestingly, my mother has been fundraising for them since whenever. And actually we used to raise money for the Cancer Society, do the annual Churchgate collection for years, and I think that it's all the way back to when Jimmy Fenn from Kilcool died of cancer. He was his son would have been in school with us, and so we've always done the Churchgate collection. And then my mum was involved here in raising money and doing the women's mini marathon for them every year for probably 20 years or something like that. So we've always been helpful in that way, but thankfully I haven't needed them until now, and when I did, they came up trumps, you know.
Brilliant. That's fantastic. What would you say to anyone that was wondering whether they should come in the door of Greystones Cancer Support? You know, some people might be a little bit frightened by the prospect. What would you say to them?
Well, you know, which is more important, you know, your health. It's all about perspective. I mean, it's like even with the treatment, you kind of look at it and you say, well, if people are sympathetic with me, I say, well, it's a lot better than the alternative. So no, you know, I mean, on the social side, I know they do an awful lot of it. I'm not that involved on that, but everything from the mindfulness to the yoga to the events they run, they're all really useful. And you know, it's not a bunch of people sitting around feeling sorry for themselves. You know, I think it's an awful lot more positive than that. So no, come in, either come in to help or come in to get information or to get get advice. It's a brilliant service they run. And actually, if you go to the Irish Cancer Society, they will direct you to your local support group. So in this case, it's Greystones. And that's how it works. And it probably works so well because it's so local. And, you know, we know we don't have the world's greatest health service, so it's great to have something like this that's accessible, local people involved, local people running it, that's providing such a great service.
Brilliant. Tell you.